The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a land of endless bluster, wind, and furious fury signifying something awful. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. In the room, I've got Mr. Nick Ramirez, as usual, along with Dogwater Dick. The rest of the crew's out doing something better. We've also got the fantastic Josh Ortiz. And, yeah, Darren's here again, too.
Oh, on the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, now.
I want Darren from now on to be known as the great communicator.
The great communicator?
Yes. A joke, because that's what he doesn't do.
No, I was going to say no follow-up there.
That's totally gross.
I thought that was the setup, not the punch. Sorry.
It's not easy having pals. I've known Darren since we've been
in
fourth
Darren.
Grade. And,
I like him, too. I just don't like him on the show.
He's a little different. He's from Tahoe. He says he's got stuff to talk about. So I said, hey, sure, come on in.
Rick okay, said so cool. No, I always love it when he has something to talk about.
We got
about,
Josh
in
here
forgets.
Playing guitar. We got a Chewy spots open. So I said, come on over.
Yeah, totally.
Let's see if we can try to work this out for a third time. I think this is Darren's third appearance on the
it
show.
It seems like he's been here more.
It's just his presence lingers after he leaves.
We talk about him for weeks after.
He
hey, come on in. Hey, it's Darren.
Our guest of honor.
The D-Ron.
Hey, Tahoe.
I'm good. I'll know ya on that.
Josh
though.
Needs another one.
No, I'm good.
We're going to get the yeah no's. Two yeah no's. Three, four yeah no's right here in the very beginning.
Let's
of the
shout
show.
Out to Chewbacca, yeah no. This one for Chewy.
Chewy.
Oh, yeah.
Laying brick.
Yeah, no.
That's
laying gold brick.
Yeah, no.
So if you play along, you just got fucked up on this show, listening to this show.
You're already off to a good start.
And when you tune back in, we'll be much later.
When you drink every time we say,
is anybody listening to this?
The show gets better.
Yeah, we have an audience.
Oh, really?
Hey, everybody in the audience, raise your hand.
I thought it was just us.
So
many
people.
Say hi to Darren, everybody.
So many people.
Hi, Darren.
Darren, he's cool. Fuck that guy.
I haven't been here yet, so this is really exciting.
No, you've been here twice, dude.
Yeah.
If he has no idea, we have no idea.
Yeah.
He just flew in from Tahoe, and boy, are his arms tired.
That's a way to put it, isn't it?
What's going on up in Tahoe? Anything interesting? What are
Tahoe
people
about? Aren't
we
jumping the gun here?
That's true.
How was your week, Rory?
A lot of internet porn.
The week.
I worked really hard at my brand new job.
How's that going?
It's going well. Fine and fantastic. I have no responsibilities. I process orders and enter data. And it's
line.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then this weekend I got to go see a fantastic show on Friday and then did a whole lot of hanging out at the house with either the girlfriend or the daughter, which was nice. Mm-hmm. The show this weekend that I got to see on Friday, I got to see with Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Yeah, I was there.
It was a great local show featuring Reno's own Kevin Seconds.
Yeah.
And also featuring today's host, Josh Ortiz, with My Acoustic Heart.
That's right. My Acoustic Heart was there.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Lots of fun.
They were actually, the direct openers for Kevin Seconds.
Right. He was a little feminine.
Chris Fox and Mike Reed opened for you guys. You guys opened for Kevin.
Right.
That was dope.
Yeah, yes. No, it was a really fun show.
Folk-core.
There should have been more fucking people there. You guys missed out on a great fucking show.
No, it's great, man.
We even heard a sneak peek of new 7 Seconds music that you're not going to have heard anywhere
else.
Was
that the last song? Or?
There were like two of them he threw in there.
Yeah, he threw two of them in there.
I knew the last one was awesome about Forever Try.
Forever Try.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a good song.
That made me kind of tear up.
Like, Kevin's a damn good folk rock singer.
Brought it home, you know? Brought the message home.
He's a good guy. Like,
oh yeah, that's why you were my hero in eighth grade. You're still my hero, and I'm in my 40s or something. I'd just suck his dick.
Fuck you, hand out of your pants, please.
Shut your mouth.
I don't know. What did you think, Josh? I thought it was a great show all around. I had a great time.
I thought it was a great show. I mean, it was actually our second run at it. So the first time. Kevin's car broke down or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was just supposed to be a car.
Oh, were you just stuck on stage with no Kevin showing up and
No, that was going to be for during the Hazards of Love. That was one of our after parties.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
And so. His car broke down, didn't make it, and so we kind of had a hodgepodge of different artists. What was that?
Wasn't the weather bad that day?
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was horrible.
No, it was bad.
Hey, don't make excuses for that, faggot.
Dude. I think he's. Really
I don't mean.
I believe his car broke down in the middle of the snowstorm, halfway through.
It did. He was in the pass.
It just made more sense for him to go the fuck home and count his losses.
yeah.
That does suck.
Yeah. So we put it together. Heather was like, "Let's just keep going with this." And
good.
Okay, that's cool. So then we got the second run, and second run was much better. It was real cool.
Yeah, I think he had a good time, man.
Yeah, he did.
Sure.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
I was a little embarrassed because I was loaded.
Tell us about your time. Did you have a good time, Nick?
I did. And, you know.
Why don't you tell us about it?
I know Kevin's from California, and we were all smoking in the bar, and he's not used to that.
It's just perfect.
So I was embarrassing a little bit because I'm a smoker, and I'm embarrassed by it a little bit. But then I was
when
also.
When you're hanging out with your cool non-smoking California buddies.
And I've drank since like 6:30. I showed up early for the show and started drinking at 6:30. So you're meeting the guy. I smell like cigarettes and booze. And I'm all, hi, Kevin. You know, just fucking.
Hey, he remembered you and your band.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he totally did.
That was cool.
That was rad.
Yeah, no, it was.
Yeah, I played with him a couple times, you know, but really.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Close personal friend.
Right.
No, I'm getting the feel for it.
No. So, you know, it was embarrassing. But I did purchase some merch, so he was happy about that.
Right.
You bought some weed from Kevin Sessions.
No.
What
are you talking about then, man?
Nick has kick-ass Kevin Sessions art hang on his wall.
As well as salute. Weed.
Dude, I bought some of his art. I bought one of his pieces.
I'm jealous of all of you because I'm broke till Friday. Damn it.
You broke to a Friday?
I bet you.
I'm broke till a Friday.
I like that. Whatever you coin.
Broke to
a
Friday.
Oh, till a
Friday.
Now
you get to budget.
Yeah.
Get right on, suckers. Nice.
Hit the budget.
It'll be cool. I'll have a budget. And I'll get
hit
to like buy things. Like
great stuff.
Pants.
And then on Sunday, we saw Wheatstone Bridge with Stabby Unicorn and
Sick Kitty Sit, wasn't it?
Fuck.
Sorry I missed that show. That
Wheatstone Bridge, I had no idea.
My house was invaded by nerds.
Oh. Well, nobody cares.
Not really.
Yeah, I think.
How was the show? It's really kind of what I was leading up to saying.
As soon as I saw Wheatstone Bridge, I had no idea who it was. And I thought, that's a girl with a guitar. What do you want to do? And then we show up, and it's two girls and two guitars.
Yeah.
So
no,
I was
no
only
girls
half
with
right.
Guitars, though, but Margie and Jill singing. And
fuck.
It's Doyle playing guitar, right?
Right.
Yeah, Doyle's been on the show before, too, Rick. Those are all former guests of the show in that band.
Jesus Christ. Sure. I didn't remember the guys. I'm a dick. I'm sorry.
I don't. Who is the other?
Did Margie Ford? That's all I got to say. Two words. Margie Ford.
Margie and Jill sound so good together. I want to get them on. Worried like because I want to hear them all. Like
Margie needs more leads.
We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
So they were awesome.
You're the one who says like, don't give me too hard of a band schedule.
Oh, that's an easy band.
And then you tell me all these bands that you want on.
Yeah, no, that would be an easy fun day. Now, what I really want, I also talked to Sick Kitty Sit. They are willing to drive up from San Francisco just to do our show.
Fuck yeah!
And I told them how big of a hard on I have to record them live because they sound so amazing live. And they've got a new album coming out on May 2nd, and it's fucking. They were so kick ass. They were so kick ass.
I just saw them the one time a few months back in the winter or beginning of the winter, and they were great.
Dude, they're better. They just get better every time.
No
I see
noodling
them.
While we're talking.
No noodling, Josh.
It's not me.
Do you think Josh is a professional?
Like you guys are having
guitar.
A conversation, so I'm going to have a conversation with this boy right here.
We're not.
We're not at a party.
Look,
we're on a show.
I can't play. And he said,
we can all be having.
He stuck his fucking guitar.
You don't
in my
have
face,
to distract
man.
People.
Yeah, he said,
I mean,
he said
yeah.
He's by himself.
Go ahead, play like me, motherfucker. And I said, all right, hand it to me. He stuck his guitar in my face. What am I supposed to do?
Face!
So what you just heard was someone has no fucking clue what they're doing.
I stuck my big long guitar in his face.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like that.
He played it.
It was tight and woody.
Do you like it in your face?
Very close.
Dirty cocksucker.
I want to meet you.
Oh my gosh. How does he cue these things happen. So well?
Yeah, yeah. You will never meet the face behind that voice, Darren.
No,
I guarantee it.
No way. Oh my gosh.
Oh, please?
Oh. Honey, tell her what I think he is. Or tell him what I think he is, honey.
Okay.
Faggot.
There you go.
Yo, you have someone in this room that's like we're channeling?
Oh yeah, no, she's part.
She's
of
real.
She's totally on the show.
She's real.
She's in Uncle Rick's closet right now.
Yeah,
in the
I poke her. And
would
she
you guys
says
excuse
stuff.
Me for a second?
I believe the current
answer
term is
the mic every once in a while.
Playpen, not baby cage, right? Playpen.
Baby cage.
Oh my gosh,
it's babe.
Have you ever seen those babe. Pictures of like baby yeah. cages on like outside of windows in like New York high rises?
Yeah. Oh my
20s
god!
And shit? Yeah. It's so you had a playpen and a baby could get fresh air, and so you just stuck them hanging out a window.
Yeah, Jesus because they
Christ. Said
it was like
my cat.
Back in the day, they were like kids don't get enough sunlight if they're indoors, so they put like baby. Playpens out
and right, and people
no
would like people would like somehow attach it to their window. I'm betting a baby or two fell out of a fucking
oh, easily.
Window.
Oh, totally. And there was no recall on that stuff.
There was no building codes.
No,
on how, you know, no, you had to like drill into the brick. No, people are probably just taping it on, tying it with string yeah. to the stove 2 feet away.
Good.
You're talking about New York, right?
Big cities in the East, like Chicago too.
I think
they used to do it in Chicago,
Philly, right?
Oh, probably.
God. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Baltimore.
You know
you're a Baltimore boy, right?
I kind of feel like Darren. What show am I on?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. Tell me.
Crawls away pretty quick, huh?
Yeah. Let's, Darren, see if you can channel this or remember. Where am I from?
I don't know.
Not Baltimore.
Oh, no. Is there a right answer to this question?
Yes, there is. I am from a
then
city originally.
Don't ask me because I have no fucking idea, man.
I'm from Louisiana, right?
Louisiana.
No.
That's correct.
Oh, shit.
I lived in Louisiana for 2.5 years after we had known each other for 5 or 6 years, Nick. Mm.
That was good.
Wow.
But I did great. St. Louis.
St. Louis, that's right.
So,
shit.
There's the
I was
confusion.
Looking at the Cardinals Nick. In my head. I'm all, what is that team
ah,
called?
Ah, well, there you
he's
go.
Got
Cardinals.
That.
Cardinals. Cardinals.
He's got that big city stink on him still,
yeah.
doesn't he?
Yeah.
he I hear here, he in the, here amongst advantage. The unwashed masses of...
You stand
biggest
out
little
like
city.
Is music, that possible?
Magic man. Run.
Yes, buddy. I am magic.
Insert.
I am magic. My daughter believes I am.
You know what? If she believes it, dude.
Totally.
It's freaking true.
She also believes that Doctor Who brings her a present every Christmas along with Santa Claus. And next to the glass of milk and cookies for Santa, she leaves a shot of whiskey and bacon for the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
I'm a,
that's
a I'm
story
a
he
good
was telling
dad.
Me about. He broke into a house and he woke up and he had some Ambien. With he woke up in this house and he was standing naked over a bunch of kids.
Oh my God.
He's pointing at Nick, by the way, as Nick
no.
is.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I told him story. He was dreaming that's not, you know, that's not a good dream to have. And he said, no, it really happened.
Put down the crack pipe.
I think that's a dream that you had where I said.
What did
that
I tell
you
in the car at the stoplight? I'm mixing up my dreams with
yeah.
my
your history
my memories,
and your
right?
reality. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all getting mixed up. Like a
and you just started doing that.
I just started doing
Dude,
it?
You started doing that when we were you were a sophomore.
I think I scared the
you
shit out of
doing
you.
That. So, oh, many point. Times. You scared the shit out of me on the way over here.
Motherfucker. That's because I didn't know what show I was going to.
Oh, yeah. That was the,
so
the
it's your
other,
fault.
The other podcast that Nick does.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I talked about maybe a year and a half ago, but it's never going to happen.
It could still
Take
happen.
Your hand out of your
At least
pants,
not
bro.
With Darren here.
It's
Jeez
in his hoodie.
Louise, dude.
It's in his hoodie.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
You have a guitar. You want to play a song?
Good.
Yeah,
save us with some music,
sweet.
Brother.
Yeah,
save us out of the D hole.
But she loves the D. She loves the D.
Rub it.
This.
She don't like meat, but she sure likes the bone.
So this song is actually, hopefully she's listening. This song is about a dancer at the men's club.
Yeah.
And yeah, her name is... Her name, her stage name is Lucy, so we're going to protect
Ding.
Her real name.
Well, Lucy at the men's club.
Lucy
this
at
goes
the men's
out
club.
To
this,
you.
This is about you.
And Joss's
you,
former girlfriend.
And you know it. No, actually, no. The story goes that I took her out on a couple dates, and on the third date, I finally got the genius enough to ask what she did for a living, and she was like, I work at the men's club.
And she looked at you with that wild amazement like, dumb motherfucker, you've been there every night for the last week.
No.
You should have known that was me.
You should have noticed that her boobs smelled like guys' faces.
Guys' faces. They guys' smell- faces. I like guys' faces.
So yeah, so this is about her, and yeah, hopefully you guys like this song is called Lucy.
Was Lucy, love was her charade. I'm not a fan of love. What she meant was I'm afraid. I'm afraid you like me, afraid you love me, afraid I'll make a good damn wifey. If you don't want your feelings hurt, stay away for what it's worth. She stole my last $60 in a town I'd never been. Funny thing is, I still miss her, and I've never told my friends. A midnight ballerina, wish I could have seen her all cuddled up right next to me. Yeah, don't turn away the good ones, darling. It won't be too many calling. And I said, Lucy, you don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to put up a fight. And I said, Lucy, don't follow those bright lights. You can have your wonderful life with me. Went by, and all I heard from her was nothing. Then on the phone I said hi. It's been a while, let's plan something. She said, I live a fast life, without a doubt. If you can't keep up, then just keep out. Well, what did I expect? Just a lonely girl with a pretty face, living a life of regret. And I said, Lucy, you don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to put up a fight. And I said, Lucy, don't follow those bright lights. You could have your wonderful life. I said, Lucy, you don't have to be alone tonight. You don't have to put up a fight. And I said, Lucy, don't follow those bright lights. You could have your wonderful life. She said her name was Lucy. Love was her charade. Funny thing is, I still miss her, and I've never told my friend.
Ooh. Oh, that was sweet and sad.
Very pretty. I like the lyrics.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it put me in a good place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know what? She was a great girl, and I honestly, like...
I dated a girl from the men's club for a while,
you
too.
You did, huh? Yeah. No, she's a great girl, and I actually, like, was really... I liked her a lot, and it just turned out she didn't really want to let love in, as sappy as that sounds.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dude,
yeah,
that was the big deal, you know? She'd been hurt, and, you know, it was basically just like her and her son against the world. And that's cool, but she hasn't really let any love in, so.
Right.
I mean, it's not easy to do, but just try it, you know. Anyway.
That sounds like a PBR for, what is it, a public service announcement?
PSA.
PBR. PSA, PBR.
Sounds like a PBR.
Take PSA for acid. You don't really know what it is, but just try it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really tell you what's going to happen until you just do it.
If you can't let love in, and are you really living? You know,
I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Dude, no, I completely agree with
what,
that.
What, for being a giant hippie? Nick's always the big hippie of this bus.
Well, no, I don't believe in lots of shit, but I do believe in love.
Yeah. And that's one with you right there, man. Yeah.
That's it, dude.
He read that on a canyon wall in Red Rock.
S my D, dude.
That's it also.
S a D.
He also believes in S-ing the D. So.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as it's my D.
I like it.
Now I'm your bitch?
I like it.
It sounds like.
You got 45 minutes, man. You better get it done.
So, Josh, you played the other night with My Acoustic Heart, your two-person project.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who was that you were playing with?
His name is Gregory Joseph Bell Jr. Shout out to Greg Bell. And love that
guy
a lot. He's,
that's a long name.
Yeah. I just like to.
Do you have to work tonight or
something? Out there. No, actually, I didn't even ask him to come on the show. It's going to sound really shady, but I didn't. But he's got a family. He's a family man.
All right.
You know, trying to start a career up. And so I just kind of, you know, give him his space and you know, all that good stuff. So
not even a time you were worried about trying to get him to come
so
do
half
something.
Of
not
my
really.
Acoustic
no,
heart.
Rather. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're so, here representing.
Are you the left or right ventricle?
I'm like, it's basically just me. Greg has just been a really great dude. And he just, you know, decided that he would play with me and different things. And he has.
Sexually.
He has. Yeah.
Recreationally.
He has no problem. No, he goes under the moniker Love You, Miss You. So he has his.
I've seen that.
He's
I've
also
going to
be playing.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be playing at Jub Jub's coming up, I want to say April 3rd. So it's this coming up week.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be the day after this
Thursday?
Comes out.
It's Thursday.
The
right.
day this comes out, yeah.
I think we had some birthday shout-outs, too, this week. April 1st just will be in the recent past by the time this is out. I'd like to say happy birthday to Maya or a Kit Kat from Candy
Shop.
Hey,
Kit Kat. Happy
and Felix
birthday.
Polanski.
Right.
Also an April 1st baby. And there was
and one, talk about a fool.
There's one other fella.
Jesus Christ.
Honey, what does Felix like to do?
I'm distracted.
Don't mention it. Don't talk about it. You can just cut it out.
Jesus Christ. It's going to take 3 hours to edit the show.
What happened?
Okay, no, I don't know.
Because he
keeps
fiddling with the microphone. There,
could Darren
I said
touch
it.
His mic more, please?
I mean, he could.
Like, now he's touching his
as long
balls.
As you keep talking, man.
It makes him happy.
Okay, now, what were you asking me, Rory?
God. I don't even remember. I was going
to
ask
you. I want you to remember this moment the next time you say the words to me at Jub Jub's, Nick. Darren's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Right.
I thought I'd just
hey,
have
Nick,
him out.
I want to come down for that one when he's on.
And Rick says, you know what? We got one guy with a guitar. It should be
that's
all
right. A great idea.
Will there ever be a fourth Darren episode?
I don't know.
I started with, you mean your fucking weird friend from Tahoe?
Yeah. Oh,
that was the first thing out of my mouth.
And he kicks the mic again.
Yeah. I'm not crippled, man.
I asked him before we got here. I said,
he just has these tics.
He said, motherfucker, did you take acid before you got here? And he's all,
no.
Not before I got here.
Oh, my God. Not before. Also, a birthday after. So after this comes, or when this comes out.
Yeah, yeah. This will be out Thursday.
Thursday. So my girlfriend's birthday is tomorrow, April 1st. So.
Oh, well, no, happy birthday. It is. There's too. A trifecta.
Yeah.
What's your girlfriend's
Armageddon,
name?
Her name is Jessica.
Felix
is
and
you,
Jessica.
Right.
Yeah.
And there isn't somebody else, too.
Not
all
for
you
much
April 1st
longer.
Babies.
What's that?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Jessica.
No April Fool on that. We mean it.
We mean that it. For sure.
I don't.
Have a shitty April. Have a shitty birthday. April Fools.
Happy birthday, April Fools. Hope you get hit by a bus.
You got any ink?
Ink? Oh, tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah. I've got seven.
What does that say on your arms here, dude?
So I got two ambigrams, one on each forearm. One says spirit, and the other one says truth. And obviously you can flip it upside down and says another O.
Right.
Wow.
Says, give me a Twinkie.
That's like my Jub Jub jacket. It says, fuck your day or Burning Man. It
right.
depends on how you look at it.
Means
that's
the same
awesome,
thing.
Dude. That's a cool tat.
Yeah. It means the same thing.
Rick should probably come take a couple pictures of your tats.
Oh,
so
what a good idea.
Can look at them.
Yeah. So we got a dotted eighth note on my ring finger on my right hand,
nice.
my strumming hand. I got Alpha and Omega.
Do the two, the forearm ones with the truth and the spirit.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty fucking cool.
I like the ring finger, man. That's
now
cool.
Flip your camera upside down and take another picture.
I could do
oh,
this.
Or
right on.
No. Or I could just flip the picture.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Like, it is the internet, guys.
Channel your inner bully and flip me upside down.
I think the audience should
grab your whole monitor.
Grab your monitor.
Stand on your head. It won't work with a cell phone because cell phones will keep twisting the picture to get the right orientation.
Yeah. Lock
so
your screen.
So you have to use a PC monitor. And I suggest an old green and black CRT monitor.
Ma, help me with this. Ma.
Good shit, dude.
I gotta see these tattoos.
Nick's laughing because he had a Commodore.
Had.
Yeah, what, like that goes away after you do it? No, it stays forever.
Yeah, just like herpes.
That's right. It's like luggage.
Isn't that treatable? I don't know.
I still have an Atari
2600
controller.
I guess what's next? You just
controller.
Stick your dick in and explode. No, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
You didn't get up to that level, man. That was the next one.
Yeah, my timing is awesome. And excellent. My enunciation is very good.
Is that bad?
Fuck you, Nick.
Thank you, Mike O'Meara. You're my god. You are my radio god forever. Oh my you heard Don Geronimo is going to be having a Do You Pay for Only podcast?
No. No,
he
I would just
is?
Aware.
You is it going to be like regular
it's
hot
on
talk?
The Realm Network with Buzz Burbank.
I don't listen to anything.
Mark Ronick.
I'm busy working and taking care of my kid. I don't listen to anything.
No,
this
knew,
is totally just between me and Rory and Rick. Nobody
knew,
else knows what the fuck we're talking
I knew
about.
Mark,
hello?
I knew Mark and Buzz and all them, but I didn't know that Dom was actually thinking about
no,
it.
No, he's
last
back,
I heard he was still
dude.
On
he's
the sports
in,
thing.
He's in the circle with those guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he
like,
works with Mark Ronick.
Oh.
He's putting out his hit the show you want
like he's reconnected back with the
old you have to pay
bunch.
For it, but it's super cheap. But still,
fuck.
I'm still poor enough where I'm like, I'm probably going to miss out on the beginning, Don,
oh,
which
catch
is
a few, at
the
least.
Beginning's going to be the best.
No, you know? The beginning will suck the most. He gets
yeah,
into a groove
afterwards.
He has afterwards.
To build up steam.
His first shows are always like, brr, 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 brr.
Yeah, but
like,
he always
you know.
Does really good landmark shit when he comes back. Dude,
like, remember,
talks about
remember the very first show in Sacramento? It was just
stuff.
A bell dinging for like 20
dude,
minutes.
Dude, I love that oh, fucking fuck. Thing. And he kept running the fucking
oh,
loops
God.
And all the good old classic shit. I was all, oh, I'm back.
Hey,
there.
Can you take your ass off Rory's hand?
Do you mean fucking Don Geronimo's?
No,
ass?
I mean your ass off his hand.
It's
no.
comfy.
His hand belongs there.
You know what I mean? Your ass off his hand.
Even I thought that was gay.
And oh, is this your first podcast? I'm sorry.
This train wreck brought to you by.
You were gonna introduce
who bought the beer this week?
Oh, Nate.
The guy who didn't do acid before.
Our intern.
Oh, the
our intern brought the beer this week. So.
Hey, this there we go. Yeah, fuck you then. I'm not. It doesn't deserve.
No,
a spot.
He does.
No, fuck him. He's,
he
oh,
was one of
the
best
best
interns.
Until
had
we
had
get
best.
Another intern, he's still dude, chopped liver.
I'm just gonna let him take over the show. Oh, that reminds me.
I love
me.
You, Nate.
You're
you guys,
being evicted?
You got no. Well, no. No. But fucking this weekend, Nate brought a band in. Nate got like this these metal kids in.
You got a
booking? Fucking like
wow.
Yeah. Nate was like, I want to book this weekend for this band that I like, and they've never been recorded. It's a 16-year-old guitar
fucking
player
a,
and a 17-year-old drummer and a fucking 19-year-old guy and like an 18-year-old. Anyway, they were really young, like fresh out of high school.
How
and
was
they
he
did,
doing hanging out
they
with
did
them.
Fucking screamy speed metal, death metal shit, and it was right. so, it was really fucking cool. And they came in, and with Nate's help, in 48 hours, we fucking tracked, mixed, and mastered 8 songs.
Nice!
Just
yeah.
like that. Bam! Bam,
no,
here's your fucking disc, you know?
Kids are dedicated water. At that age. When they want an
oh,
album, they will make
dude,
it fucking happen.
It's this fast, terrible speed metal music, and it's fucking... No, I mean, it was really good. It's not my thing, but it was really cool. And they fucking did it. They everything was live. They just, like, did it live, and then they did, like, one take on the vocals, one take on, you know, and
right.
boom, that was it. It's fucking really cool, so...
Fuck yeah, dude.
I heard some
so
of
they
any
are called,
wacky hijinks?
They're called Victims of the Cave.
The
the super
cave.
Young one who was
ooh,
16
that was good.
That's
victims,
pseudo philosophical
victims
there.
Oh, dude.
Of yeah. the cave. Oh, they. I was
V-O-T-C.
All. I was all. And I was all exactly what I wrote on their CDs. And fucking. And I was all. Oh, is it like your mom's vagina or like what? What does that mean?
Which cave?
And the kid was all. No, it's from Plato. And
okay.
Like, and there was
yeah,
this whole like
yeah,
Plato
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
And I'm all. You
oh, yeah,
guys
the,
read
the cave.
Like
totally,
wait
dude.
A minute.
Like the fun
I
factory.
Picked up on that.
Oh, see, Rory? Like, I... Fuck, I didn't even get it. I'm kind of slow.
I am erudite.
Erudite. The fucking, and then the super young one, the 16-year-old, when he shook my hand at the end of the first session, he did the little thing with the finger where he tickles your palm sexually.
Right. I've done that.
And I, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're all, you watch all, out, little man.
Well, and at the time, I thought,
you don't touch me like that.
Later, he did it to just everybody. And so I realized he wasn't just doing
Rick.
It to me. But at the moment, I was like, wait a minute.
Are you coming on to me?
Like,
kid?
Yeah. Yeah, wait hey, a minute. Do you,
the
do
last
you,
person like, that did that to me is, he's now in prison. So
uh-oh. That's
not,
a little
not,
bit big.
No, dude. Yeah. So
all right. Well, you
watch
must
out.
Explain what happened.
Oh, well, he, well, yeah. To protect him, I guess.
Yeah, just call him Bob or
Bob,
whatever.
Bob in Michigan, he's 21 years old. His sister finally came forward and said, my brother has been molesting me since
oh
I was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
dude.
Since I was like six. Oh. He's the last person.
How did
he's
this
the last,
conversation jump
he's the last
the
person
shark.
That
wait
did
a
that, that finger tickle with me. Oh, the
okay.
That's the last
so
person
watch
that
out
that.
For the finger
that's
tickle.
That's what I'm
guys.
Telling you. Watch out for it. Yeah, yeah. It ain't
or,
safe.
Or you'll find some way to make us go to jail.
No, no, no.
That's what I hear
I'm not.
Threat.
No, 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 no. I'm just saying it happened.
He's got 911 on a speed dial.
Nah, nah.
This is a horrible conversation.
I know it is.
Well, it sounds really
I'm
happy.
Sure the kid from
I
the band
I could
wouldn't
something that's really
touch
depressing.
Anybody.
Let's have another song.
Yeah. I have a good idea. I have people
let's cleanse the palate with some musical art.
Musical art.
Musical fart?
All right, Josh. You got to redeem yourself. I'm bringing that horrible story to a radio or podcast
dude,
show.
I know.
So when are you going to come to the open mic and play some music, Josh?
Dude, I know you
come tonight.
You don't play for free.
The Reverend Roy Dowd has invited me quite a few
you
times.
You should come
and,
last
and
Monday,
I haven't been able
which
to come.
Is tonight.
Every Monday. Every yeah. Any Monday.
Is it like
Jub
after this?
Bar.
Yeah.
Also, Java Jungle does one early for the all-ages kids and shit.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
You've been to that one, haven't
I've played,
you?
Yeah, I've played a Java. Yeah.
See, he just hates you, Rory.
Yeah, come to the bar one. It's more fun.
Nick is roots down.
That's true.
This is since I forgot to, well, not forgot, I just decided not to, you know, ask Greg to come on the show. Just right. Kind of give him his space. This one's dedicated to Greg.
You're being an egomaniac.
He seems
so
nice, but he's kind of a dick, huh?
Yeah. Even I thought that was gay. But, no, so this is for him. This is actually one of his favorite songs that I've written. So, anyway, love you, Greg.
And it's called Super Gay. Here
it's
it
called. This song's called Not Done.
Same thing.
Life is but a vapor. I can't just write it down on paper if I'm not singing it out. Sing out. Life keeps me dreaming, heartbreak keeps on creeping around this old town, this lonely town, buddy. Ooh, you know just how to love me when I'm through with a love in my soul. Yeah. Once upon a time, I looked deep in your eyes. It was love that we knew, a love that grew. Ashes on the floor now, flames burned it all down. It's just me and you. Only me and you, darling, and you. You're the only one I wanna give love to. When you're not loving yourself, yeah. This is not the end of it if we live it like we meant it. We sing it like we imagined it on that cold winter's night. Singing hopeless songs of romance as we held on to that last man. And this love won't let me go. Ready? young, loving you, I'm not dumb. Loving you, I'm not dumb. Loving you, I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. Loving you, I'm not dumb. Loving you, I'm not dumb. Loving you, I'm not dumb.
Fuck, dude.
I like it.
Yeah.
You have like a great voice and you're really good player. Jesus.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
And good songwriting and all that shit. Like,
thank you. Yeah.
Beautiful, man.
You actually kind of know what you're doing.
You hit that stunt note.
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
That's hard to do. That's beautiful.
That was kind of a gay song, though.
Shut up, Chewie.
No.
Yeah, do you know any Chewie rock songs? Like, you know any AC/DC?
Dude, I don't.
Chewie would have thought that was cool, Rick. Come on.
Yeah, no, he's always embarrassed when I play that sample when he's in here. the first time I met you at Michelle Pappas's CD release, right?
Right, right.
And then you came up and you just started talking, and I didn't know you. And you were talking to somebody else, and I just kind of pushed my way in. And anyway, and then I remember in the middle of the conversation, out of nowhere, you started talking about how Christians need to be better, how you're Christian, but like Christians need to be more okay with gays.
Yeah.
At the time that you were talking about, did you know that I was gay?
No, I had no idea.
Because I totally thought, oh, God, I must be hella lesbian. This guy's like apologizing to me for all of Christianity.
Oh, dude,
I
would love to apologize.
So you guys knew each other before tonight?
Yeah, no, I met him for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, the meeting.
This was what happened. And, and I thought, God, does it show that bad? I'm just going to stand here and smile.
I think that Christians, they need to. I mean, like, they need to show love like Jesus did. Like, he met people right where they were at, you know? I mean... Not to get too deep into it, I guess.
And
but,
Rick,
I mean,
and as far as your flame factor. All right.
Well, that's what I thought. Like, I covered it up really good.
I'm going to say your flame factor. I met you. You weighed, I don't know, 50, 75 pounds less. You were like skinny as hell. You had a broken arm. And were wearing a wife beater and jean shorts, much like you do on any average Saturday. You had a shaved head, no facial hair, and a broken arm. And I said, oh, man, this looks like one tough skinhead motherfucker. And I'm this, well, flamey guy. I was wearing a skirt or something. and we start talking. I was
twice.
How'd you break your hand? Well, my boyfriend wouldn't leave my house, so I had to break, you know, I was hitting him over the head with it till I broke my hand.
Dude, I had no idea, Rick. I had no idea.
So, I mean, and now, Rick, you're heavier. You've got the big old Scott Ian beard thing going on.
That, yeah.
You look like
you
a tough, hardcore motherfucker.
Yeah, he's smoking a freaking pipe.
Yeah, either fuck porn stars or gay guys. One or the other.
Right.
Yeah. Right, dude.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
I had no idea.
I wondered, though, and I didn't know. I thought.
We call butch.
That's right.
Hey, is that possible for a guy?
Is there really a homosexual in the house?
Yes. I can show you pictures later.
I can't see you because you're not in the room. I said, is there a homosexual in the house?
No,
and someone
it's a
said,
voice
yes.
in your mind.
Hey. I must be
There's
God.
There's a homosexual voice in your mind,
Well,
Darren.
God, I got a question for you then. What is
and it's
up
not
with
just
being
Rick.
Equally married?
That's more, you know...
Yeah,
it's
come
not
on,
what it,
Republican.
It's not what it's cracked up to be. No, I kid.
Why the hell would
I like,
gay... No, seriously.
You like gay marriage?
No, I love gay people.
I'm
I
asking
think they're
Rick.
They're supporting, you know, the movement.
Rick, do you support gay
marriage?
But
have
gay
you
marriage?
Loved gay people?
I'm getting to that. Why would you want to be married? That's a sinking ship.
Yeah, right. And that's many people who are married feel that way. Like, why would you want to be involved in this?
Why would you ever want to
it's a horrible archaic social contract that goes back to the Middle Ages.
An Anglo-Saxon judge that wants to decide who's going to get custody between the man and the woman. And he looks at two guys and says, I don't know what's going on. Why would you want that?
And besides which, it's an archaic ritual dating back to property law when women were considered no much better than cattle or sheep.
I knew you were from a big city.
Right. Yeah, I,
how does that,
Rick? How do you feel about that? Do you want gays?
That's
to be able
how
to
I
marry?
Went to college, kind of thing. Not that I'm from a big
city. I have gay friends who are split on the issue. Some of I've had gay friends who are like, I don't like the idea of gay marriage.
Well, here's the idea.
I mean, like, in other people, that's weird to me. Should have it.
They can all opt out, but they should all have the choice to. There shouldn't be anything banned from anybody doing, if any. And there should be no special classes for activities. And
I think the gay people ruined it for the gay people.
And tax shelters.
There you go. Yeah,
because that's the other good reason for it. You get more back on your
if you're
income.
Making money, you can pay taxes. But the gay people ruined it for the gay people. They said, we want to be married like everyone else. But they didn't know what it was like to be divorced. When they said, we want to be married like everyone else. And half the gay people went, oh, man, that guy's an idiot.
This mic keeps falling. Sorry.
Did they?
I used to look up to gay people. Well, I think that was awesome. You know, hey, you're going
this
out
segment
there. You're doing something
falling.
That's like, oh, we're not on gay people?
No, Rick, you never answered the question.
Yeah, answer the question.
Rick.
I totally think absolutely in the eyes of the state that two people should be able to get joined in marriage no matter what they...
I think 50% of the gay people are idealists.
Whatever they want.
I think that there's a legitimacy
people.
In...
And then you'll have people marrying poodles and washing machines
no,
and television
right.
sets.
People.
Yeah.
And until gay people are treated like that in the eyes of the state, they are still second-class citizens.
Yep,
and that's
yep.
not right.
Ding.
But I do not believe any church will ever or should ever be forced to honor that, because it's up to each person's individual religious rights to,
hey,
you know.
Okay,
what
let
is
me,
your church
let me
say
speak,
about
let me
that?
Speak, let me speak
oh,
up.
My church marries gay people all the time.
But he chooses to go to a church that supports
that.
That
marries gay people.
Churches
yeah.
are all subjective. It's
but
what you believe. Well, nobody
you
can tell you you're
priest.
Wrong for
could,
what you're believing.
Could I step on this? Yeah. I respect that, Greg, Rick. I respect that, because I think that if you want to be respected in your beliefs, like whether you believe you were born that way or you choose, it doesn't matter. If you want to be respected in your beliefs, you need to do that to other people. So I think that I'm probably going to get flack for this, but I feel like gay people, if you want to be respected, you should respect. So you shouldn't force a church to marry you.
Yeah.
If a church accepts you, go to that church.
Right. Why
no
would
way.
You want to be a part of a group that you
Flip
had to
side.
Force your way into?
See, exactly. You don't want to do that.
Some people are pushy.
It would be so horrible.
Yeah. And you know, coming from a strong Catholic background and having known a lot of nuns in the 80s.
Oh, yeah?
Who were also the PE teachers kind of nuns.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
It sounds like a private hell.
They are pushy people.
Yeah.
And they are people who their faith came first.
Yep.
Right.
Before their peccadillos or what they're going to do, the romance in their lives.
Yeah.
For them, their faith came first.
Right.
They are also a lot of the people who have been leaving the church in droves over the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Because they're not accepted, and it does. Gay people can go and be able to find faith in other churches.
Yeah.
Not the mother church.
I think it's cool. Like, I have gay friends who are still my friends today, because when I went to go get my hair cut by one of them, only William does
that
hair.
Is so he's stereotypical.
He's in Chicago. He lives in Chicago right now.
Is he also a decorator?
No.
Does he match colors well?
Actually does match colors well.
See, I told you.
No, he's really good. OnlyWilliamDoesMyHair.com. Just a slight plug. Anyway, when I first got my hair done by him, he was like, "Are you sure you want me to cut your hair?" And I said, "Well, why?" He said, "Well, you're a Christian." I said, "I understand that, but I'm just getting my hair done, dude. I'm not trying to convert you, you know." And
it's kind of an odd question.
But isn't that the stereotype?
That's
that is weird.
That's what, yeah, he people I mean he, Christian he expects that Christians are gonna be like, "Oh, you're gay? I can't support you who you
don't
are.
Don't touch
I
my
can't
head.
Pay your rent.
Right.
Like,
God loves you, but he hates your sin."
Exactly.
Dude.
I think that the gay people in my life that I'm still friends with, they actually respect the fact that one of my friends was like, Could you stand up in my wedding? And I said, at that time in my life, I was like, I don't think that I can. I don't think I fully grasp the whole situation in life. I need to mature. I don't think that I can sit and in support of it. And he gave me a hug and said, "I respect you for that." We are still friends to this day, because he could understand that he didn't want to force that sort of thing on me. He wanted us to be friends for the long term.
And it was still something you were grappling with.
Yeah,
I understand
now. Had he asked me now, I would be more comfortable with it. I mean, you can't. I mean that, and that's another thing too. Is you
this
gotta
is
understand
a heterosexual couple?
No, it's a gay couple. And I mean, at that time, I just couldn't grasp it.
There was a 2006 study that 20% of Christians today believe that there's no problem being Christian and gay. Now, 50 years ago, that was zero.
Right.
Oh, completely. You know?
Right, right,
like,
right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not. It still seems like a minority, but it's growing.
It is a change.
There's three national church organizations, big ones, not just little fruity fake churches like MCC, big churches that totally have no problem with any of that stuff.
But did
and that's
you know
weird.
That God makes up statistics to support his needs?
Yeah, do you know that 96% of all statistics are made up?
This guy. Well, because here's
I did hear a fun fact that roughly 10% of all the photos in existence have been taken in the last year or two.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Because we have been taking so many goddamn photos on our phones.
I'm so guilty of that. I once every 6 months I have to download all my pictures on my phone.
Oh yeah.
More than 1,000 pictures.
Dump it on the computer.
I'll just dump it on the computer. I don't know when I'm gonna look at it.
And you never look at that shit.
I don't know
again.
When I'm gonna look at it.
No. You should make photography a core thing, like when you're in sixth grade, you study photography.
You should. Because
you're going to be taking pictures the rest of your life. Everyone is a photographer.
I agree with that. Like how
or
they were
we
like,
make the cameras smarter than the people operating them.
So they shock the people that are really bad at photos?
The easy cams. Yeah, just set it for different
just
directors.
Slip right in.
It could be 1,000 volts. It could be 50,000 volts. You know, it just depends on how bad you suck.
I'm just set my camera on Ansel Adams for this shot of this mountain. Type of deal.
Well, now what?
Another song in the quiz.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Okay.
It's the music.
Did you study? I told you to.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. No, actually, no. I was.
Did you study hard?
He said, Josiah Knight. I talked to him. He said he was on the show one time, and he was like, because Rory was like, "Don't worry about the quiz." And Josiah smirked at me, and he was like, "Dude, worry about the quiz." He goes, "You should listen to the couple podcasts before you." Like, yeah,
did you?
Okay. I didn't. No,
yes.
But he said he was like they're gonna ask you questions like when's the first time you masturbated?
Oh, and
I can help you out with that.
Spoiler, Josiah. Shame on you.
It's okay.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
Pretty much that's it.
She Rick has three down. Packs?
Yeah. Well, this next song actually is
he's
called
insatiable.
Kinda I guess in the really in the
he has an innie.
Oh my god!
I don't.
In the
namaste.
In the spirit
summer
of
sausage.
In You're the spirit sexual, of man. Like the spirituality that we were talking about just a second ago. The song's called Hallelujah, originally written by Leonard Cohen. And since we're talking about that, and Rick, we were talking, you know, a while ago about you know Christianity, spirituality, whatever. This I wrote three verses to this song, and it's a little bit of a story of my life, I guess. You know, so yeah, just listen. So.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor four, and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I thought I was here all alone, but you've been waiting all along to call my name and draw me to you. Well, the whisper of your voice is sweet, longing for our eyes to meet. Without your love, I have no hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you healed the blind, made the dumb speak, ripped the veil, made the storm cease. The beauty in the sun's eyes looked through you. When he hung there, worn and weak, tears running down his cheek. All the love he bled was hallelujah. 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 I just had to write this song for you. Hope you don't mind, it's about you. You saved my life, and how can I repay you? Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. Over death only you can win. Your blood was shed for me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It's going to be quite a shift of gears to go from that beautiful song into our horrible quiz.
I have a question, man.
Yeah, dude. God.
When did you enter the deep dark sanctum?
The deep dark sanctum of Christianity you're talking about?
No.
Okay. What are you talking about?
That was good, man.
Thanks, dude.
It was dark and
he will not answer the question.
Darren, yeah, he won't answer.
You can't redirect on Darren.
Oh, no, I'm not a hostile witness. No, you have to answer. I'm sorry.
Darren, you are podcast cancer.
Was that God?
Wait a second. Everybody stop. Listen.
God doesn't like me.
Listen, Darren, do you know what the sound of that is? It's lots of people not listening anymore.
Damn.
It's the sound, of people turning off the podcast.
I want to say that was like a...
What's the darkest thing that ever happened to you?
Darkest thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
We're going to get the Darren quiz this week.
Oh, dude. Jesus. So a year ago, May 2nd of this year, it's going to be the year anniversary of the day that my apartment burned down and the girl that I was dating broke up with me. Like, same day.
Are they connected?
I completely
was that here
so.
In Reno?
Did she burn your apartment
down?
That's what I was asking.
A couple of years where everybody lost, like a couple of bands and a bunch of people lost shit.
I don't think it was just me.
House?
No, it was an apartment building.
Now, did she set that on fire?
She did not. But the song before this last one. Let's see. I can't. The last one that I sang had a lyric in there that referenced that, and so
far out.
Ashes on the floor now. Flames burned it all down. It's just me and you.
But is that your perception of what happened, or is that really what happened?
Oh, what do you mean?
Did like, she burn your shit down?
Oh, no, I mean, like, she burned my inner self down. Like, I mean, like, that was...
So
that was,
the metaphor fit, even though she did not literally
she didn't,
light
no,
your
no,
shit
No, she did
on
not
fire.
Literally light okay. the house
Let
on
me ask
fire,
you something, Josh.
So.
Is she in jail right now?
She is not. She's actually... She's getting married, and I'm very happy for her. She's getting married in July, because I'm
Are
getting
you
married.
Really?
Listen, I'm getting married in June.
He's happy.
So I'm happy right, for man. Her.
Everybody loves.
And you're beating her to the punch. You found
Boom!
Happiness sooner.
And I didn't. I'm not marrying the ex-boyfriend who cheated on me for 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Boom,
you have some higher standards.
Oh. I have some higher standards. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Face.
She will never listen to this podcast, so I am frickin' safe.
What's her name?
Yeah.
No,
I'm not telling. I am not doing that.
I use any names.
I've been on KOLO Channel 8 news for a couple interviews. One last year, one just recently. I have never
so you
named,
know better than
I have
that.
Never named that woman once because she is a wonderful
what,
person.
What, they ask you about that on the TV?
The interviewer had.
Oh, because of the fire.
Yeah. Wow. So they interviewed me last year after the fire.
So you're still together
wow.
with
yeah.
They, yeah, so
yeah, yeah,
yeah. She stole her? Nope, she jetted. I'm sorry this is bad. This is her words. On the phone, I'm sorry this is bad timing, but I just can't do this anymore. And then like a month later, she's back with the ex-boyfriend who cheated on her.
That's just like my marriage.
So are you seriously happy?
No, honestly, dude, listen. I am happy for her because I don't have to deal with that stuff anymore.
And that's the game.
I think you're happy for you.
I'm happy for me. I mean, yeah. like if okay, here's the deal,
which is good. You
for me,
be.
For me, if
I'm just
if
saying,
if, a, if a moment came, this is something that I am being
hey, no racial slurs,
about.
Man.
No, if no. If the point came for me where I had to take a bullet for that woman, I would do it without hesitation. I promise you, and I 100%.
You still love her.
That was his words, man. He said Momo.
So I have no problem. I have no problem with her. I have no problem with her.
You would
fiance.
Take a bullet and get a chink in your armor, wouldn't you?
My God, Rory. Oh.
Namaste.
Thank you, Mikey. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're driving the boat down the fucking weird pier anyway. Yeah, I may as well.
Right. We're going right in a drain.
Really obtuse.
We're
yeah.
Rick,
all right.
Anyway. The music.
Rick, anyway. Rick, the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Oh, dear God, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and most especially my acoustic heart, Joshua Ortiz. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a series of uncomfortable and semi-random questions. Are you ready to play, sir, while I judge you silently?
I am ready.
Awesome. Darren, you don't get to play.
I always fail at this.
Yeah.
Oh, he's terrible.
No,
he's
you're
worst.
Horrible at the quiz. You'd think you would be a great person to ask.
I thought you were like, giving
like,
me a break.
Let's just say we want to get out early.
But you
so.
Don't actually answer questions.
And that's what
I,
sucks.
Nick,
yeah.
you, point,
yeah,
you
I just
nailed
don't
it.
Understand
you
what's
nailed
it.
He doesn't
no,
answer direct
it.
Questions.
If we want to get out on time, we better just go with Josh.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Josh.
Okay.
What was the first album you ever bought?
Oh, man. I actually, okay, the first album I ever bought was a Coldplay album, but I bought all four
Ooh.
Of them. I bought all
Ooh.
Four of them at once. All
I wouldn't
four
have guessed
once.
That.
Have
that,
you ever had herpes?
Negative 10 points.
That's okay.
Have you ever had herpes?
That was terrible.
Sorry.
I wanted to say
all
that.
All four at once?
What would have been better? I bought a Christian record.
I would.
A Christian rock
I
record?
Would give you, I would have more respect for you, yes.
Actually. Dang it. Oh, no way.
What's the difference?
That's cool. exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. I have more respect for Creed.
Christian music is better.
Christian music is not
Coldplay.
Yeah.
Faggot.
What was the first rock show you ever went to?
It's a little judgmental, Riku.
You okay, the first... The,
rock show.
The first
like
rock show.
Stadium. Rock show.
Okay, you ready big, for this? This is going to sound funny because
okay.
it was the first...
Tiffany.
The Goo Goo Dolls at the Silver Legacy a month ago.
Whoa.
A month ago.
A month ago.
How old are you?
If you want to call me, if you want to say a first rock show, like I have gone to plenty of Christian rock shows, but I don't feel like it's the same,
but
man.
Like a big popular media rock band.
Yeah, a popular media rock band. My first big popular media rock band or show that I ever went to was the Newsboys. It's a Christian music group. From back in probably like 97 or something.
I remember
like that.
That name,
yeah.
actually, yeah.
Shine. Make them wonder what you got. Make them wish that they would not.
Yeah, I don't.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That was like the song. That was like the song. But the Newsboys were like, that's my first rock show I ever went to. But
okay.
First,
are you a Mormon?
No.
Okay.
Explain.
Oh, did you hear the dripping condemnation in his voice there?
No,
Hey,
that was cool, though. That was cool, because he's like, I'll silently judge you, and then he publicly judged me. I like it.
Yeah. No,
I just called you out on your silent judgment. Never right.
mind. Answer the question!
Moving on. I like the Goo Goo Doll. You're back to zero. We balanced out here. Let's see. Since you already know yet. About the question, how often do you masturbate? You don't?
No, I don't. And I have, because I,
Have you, you're straight edge like
based
that?
Based on my moral, you know, I don't.
Okay, fair enough.
So, yeah.
No, you know what? Nobody's ever given me that answer before. 100 points.
I just want to say one thing. Wait till you fuck. It's the best.
It's been a long time.
Well, I'll just run to that question then. Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Okay, I lost it on a futon in Michigan to...
Liar! It was a Chevron!
Her name was Angela. She's actually a really good friend of mine still. But, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
A futon.
I was 20 years old, and she said, hey, it's okay. It only took 2 seconds.
Yeah. She
let me go again. So.
Yeah. That's a good de-virginizer.
I know, right?
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Riku, don't listen to this.
Well, God, so you probably don't surf the internet for porn, so there goes that question.
No, I don't.
But if you did, what would you be into?
Yeah, right. Would you have any brand of porn
big
you're
butts,
into?
Butts, boobs, Asian chicks.
Based on my past addiction, yeah, I have definitely a lesbian thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they've got to. I don't like fake boobs. I love real everything.
Yeah.
So fake.
Again.
I like real boobs and
so
real
give
butt.
Some extra
and that's
points
my
for
thing.
Me, dude.
Okay.
So you're talking about heterosexual
like
activity.
Amateur.
Yeah. Amateur. Yeah.
Because that's
boobs
a lot
are
of natural
turn off,
there.
Dude, fake boobs are
fake
disgusting.
Boobs are
dude.
Such
they're
a
such a turn off.
I'm
yeah.
with you, dude.
Yeah, dude.
They
don't. They don't
couple
move.
Of positions.
They don't move the same, man. Dude, they don't move the same.
I can that is see the best, fakeness, and I
that
hate
is,
it.
That is the best answer to that question that a guy who doesn't masturbate has ever given.
Hey, dude, I used to be a dick.
The only one ever on the show.
Have you ever
apparently.
Seen a dead body?
I've never seen a dead body, other than at a
like
funeral.
Yeah, no, outside
no,
of a
I've
funeral.
Never, no,
ever
I've never
seen a
seen
dead
one.
Body.
No.
Okay. If you could start a fight with anybody in the world, anybody in history. Who would it be?
Oh, Clint Eastwood, by far.
Whoa!
Clint Eastwood!
Oh,
wow, fast.
I applaud that.
Dude, because I'm watching
it's a
the
bold
good,
answer.
I'm in the middle of the good.
As he is today.
You're like,
no, dude.
You're like,
prime,
what, a buck 45
in his
soaking
good,
wet?
In his good, the bad, and the ugly days, dude, I would take. I'm not saying I'd win. I'm saying I would go for
that's
it. Because
you'd
that's
want
a moment
go
in history you never
drifter.
Forget.
You got to punch
you
him in
go
the
for
ass
the nameless drifter.
And just keep awesome. Pounding it.
Absolutely.
I like that answer. I like that answer.
I think
now.
I think he just created a new rapid fire. Let's see if I'll throw it in.
Okay,
this time.
Okay.
If I and now, like a guy now in his prime, Tom Hardy, Bane from
Nice.
Oh right,
dude,
right,
frick,
right,
dude.
Right,
yeah. I swear to dude, that guy is so fucking hot. I would drink his bathwater.
He is badass.
He's one of the cutest guys I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, that guy. Have you ever seen the movie Bronson with him in it?
No, but what's that one with
is
the
it about fuck. Charles Bronson?
No.
Yep,
it is.
It's about Charlie Bronson. Awesome. Dude, watch it, Rory.
I
down.
Thought it
okay.
was about the right. guy.
I thought
was
we were doing live or
Australia,
dead. Live or dead only. Live or dead only.
All right. What's your favorite drunk food?
Drunk food?
Yes. When you end of the night, you're heading home and you need something greasy in your
okay.
or something.
This
in your
is
stomach.
Very. This is very like city specific. Awful, awful.
Yeah.
I mean, all like right. when I if I've ever
either
been tipsy,
way, awful.
That is a classic Reno answer.
It is. Yep. I mean, yep. I'm here, man.
Let's see. What would you want for your last meal on Earth?
So you're
going to Mars, never gonna eat real food again.
Oh, never again? Yeah. I would
this
want
is your last meal.
I would want the biggest ahi tuna steak that I could have.
Bisquick is what he said.
Ahi tuna is like my favorite. It's like the best cooked steak you've ever had, and it's super raw and whatever.
Protein.
Yeah, dude. Right on.
Do
you
all
get
right.
high off of the protein rush? Do you ever get high off of that?
No, is that possible?
Yeah. You ever get a food buzz? Like when I eat sushi, dude, I get this gnarly, crazy
get it
buzz.
Off.
It's the endorphins.
Yeah.
Right on, right yeah. on. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's all I want is endorphins.
He's like, I don't eat to get nourished. I want to get
frickin'
high.
The only reason I do anything is for endorphins,
for
really.
The frickin' enjoyment.
You know?
Nick also likes shit.
Don't be gross, Chewy.
You're 100% right.
All right, Nick, we're going to jump over to the rapid-fire questions
right.
with
Elvis
me.
Or Beatles?
Oh, Elvis.
Yeah.
Right. Nice.
Beatles are overrated.
Yeah!
Overrated.
Oh, mighty,
My team.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Return of the Jedi.
Okay, I'm not into either one, but Star Wars.
Oh, nice.
I fell asleep at the new Star Trek movie.
You got an Elvis Star Wars guy. Okay.
I think that's you.
I felt,
Wait, which Elvis are you talking about? You talking about Elvis Costello?
That's a good point.
All right, let me run the rapid fire real quick. Television or comic books?
Oh, frick. Comic books.
DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Okay.
He's a fucking psychic.
Avengers or X-Men?
X-Men.
Okay.
I like this fluid Nick going with the topic.
Hugh Jackman or Batman?
Oh, frick. That's hard. Batman. I'm going to go with Batman.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
They're both badass.
Hugh Jackman, the actor, versus Batman, the superhero.
Right.
Dude, he's awesome.
They're both
he's
awesome.
6'4" Australian man. Too, dude. He's awesome.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
It's a good comparison. Anyway. Would you rather eat bacon or chocolate?
Oh, bacon by far, dude.
Okay.
On bacon. The food topic, Sunny D or Purple Stuff?
Sunny D. Sunny D easily.
All right, one more food question.
Okay.
Pizza or tacos?
Tacos. I'm Hispanic. Tacos. Okay. By far, all the way. My dad's tacos. That's going to sound very sexual. But I, my dad's tacos. He makes the best ones.
Sexually.
Don't be gross, Samba.
Growing up, there's nothing I like better on a cold winter night than cuddling up next to dad's tacos.
Dad's tacos, brought to you by.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Oh, frick. Beat up?
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer, yeah.
Red hair or gay?
Red hair.
Wait a minute. Stop. What the hell's the difference? what the hell are you talking about?
Puke or diarrhea? What would you rather suffer from?
Diarrhea. I haven't puked in the last 10 years, so diarrhea. I know how that goes.
Stick with what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin or The Who?
The Who, man.
Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Oh, Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar or Debbie Harry?
Pat Benatar.
Ooh, you got a Benatar head. Punk rock or metal?
Like.
Punk rock or metal?
Frick, okay. I'm gonna go with metal. I don't know punk rock that much.
Okay.
Coming here, I realize it's big, but I had no idea.
All right, Motorhead or Megadeth?
Never listen to Motorhead, so Megadeth.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Rory, did you have one?
I've got Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Han Solo. No, take that back. Indiana Jones. I love Harrison
Thank you.
Ford. I love Harrison
Archaeology.
Ford.
I got one, man.
Coldplay or herpes?
Coldplay.
Oh, right.
You would.
Yeah, we didn't. We just so you know,
covered
on
just so you know,
this
no one
this is your final
previous. No one ever picks
evening?
Coldplay.
You gotta.
Is it so, Otter Pop or the Big Stick?
Otter Pop.
There you go.
Otter Pop.
All right, if you can live in a. Oh wait, Rick, you got.
Would you rather have Lou Gehrig's disease or Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's. Okay.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Both is the answer.
Blind.
All right. If you could live in a world with either Elvis or Star Wars, but you couldn't have both, which one do you pick?
Elvis.
Nice. Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Elvis.
Nicely done with a very solid, extremely solid score of 115,000 points.
Yeah.
And six.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you beat Jackson.
The extra six.
You beat Jackson.
By a lot.
Perfect.
Jackson got 6 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A long time ago. We should have him on again.
See if he does better. I bet he studied.
I'm playing drums with those guys.
He's got a way better beard now.
I'm playing drums with Spike and Jack now. I'm in another band.
Jack wants to write a song with me, and he's doing some stuff with his old bandmate Tony, and he's still got Spike and Jack. Jackson's like quickly turning into as much of a band slut as you, Nick.
Are you anti-Semitic?
I like juice. I like all kinds of juice.
That was cancer.
I was going to say homophobe, but
it was such cancer. We instantly all have podcast cancer.
Just stop the show.
I have no idea what's happening.
Josh, save us more music.
Speaking, I can't play the song, but I'm going to just tickle your ears a little bit because Josiah Knight and I.
Oh right, I saw that you just finished writing a song today.
It's called Broken Love. It's good. So. I can't play it, but it's really good. Shoot, man, what song should I play?
Oh, that's
play a cover.
Should I play a Coldplay song?
No.
But you could play a cover. Throw out a fun cover. Do you have any covers?
Nickelback
that you like,
or Coldplay?
You tweak a little. Doesn't sound like the original kind of shit.
Yeah.
B-sides.
It's a very emo one.
It's gonna be Bob Marley.
Yeah. It's called Somewhere Only We Know by
Bob Marley.
No.
I want to hear Bob Marley.
By Somewhere Only We Know by Keen.
Oh yeah.
Listen very
That's
closely
almost,
and
it's you'll not
hear Bob Marley.
Coldplay.
You'll hear Bob Marley.
That's
if you
pretty
listen
Coldplay-ish.
Hard.
I thank you.
It kind of is
Keen. But not the Reno Keen. Remember
right?
them?
I remember the Reno Keen. They still
They were out before the commercial Keen came out.
They still play strange small fundraisers here and
Chelsea
there.
Keen was hot, dude, and she could sing good.
Actually,
remember that?
Actually, how about I do this then? How about I play a Corinne Bailey Ray song?
Because shit, he's switching up on us.
No idea who that is. Go right ahead.
She's from England.
She was on
right?
your show yep. 2 years ago.
Yeah, this girl, her name's Corinne Bailey Ray. This song goes out to my sister because every time I come home, she has an amazing voice, but she's really scared to sing at all. But every time I get to play with her, I always set up a show. She sings this song with me. So this is
cool.
For her. So the song is called Like a Star.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feels like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Oh, honored to love you. I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. We do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel like I'm alive. Everything else is our fate. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, to love you, yeah. I wonder why it is I don't give love like this to anyone but you. Time blowing out each other's minds. Bottom down, down, bottom down, bottom down, bottom down, bottom down. I've come to understand the way it is, and it's not a secret anymore. 'Cause we've been through that before. For tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Hey, yeah. I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. Our love surpasses time, blowing out each other's minds. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel like I'm alive. Everything else is our fate. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, oh, yeah. I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you.
do it all the time, blowing out each other's minds.
Nice.
Very cool.
Dude. Man.
Thank you.
Silky, oh, dude.
Yeah, man.
Silky.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I like the silk. Yeah.
Some badass live performance.
So when when are you playing next? Where can people catch ye?
Grass Valley at the Stonehouse Old Brewery, May 2nd, the anniversary of the fire.
Will you tell Grass Valley people about our podcast?
Yeah, dude.
Cool.
I can totally do that.
Hi, Grass Valley. If anyone's listening from there, hit us on the Facebook.
Especially if that includes Richard, who I know lives in Grass Valley says he listens.
Say hi. Say hi, Richard.
If we can do that, if you guys could send out some invites to that show,
that'd be great. Yeah, we'll promote it.
Yeah, dude. I'll throw it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Cross promote everything.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook at Worst Little Podcast and all that. And I post up. I'll post to your page podcast when it's up.
And really, why I'm here is to do the last week push for the Indiegogo campaign that I really, really would love to see do a little better than it's doing right now. we're trying to raise $8,000 for an 11-state tour.
Oh, cool! All right.
And right now we got $70, but. fear not. Good luck, my friend. We will at least hit 4 states. We're at least going to go to Nevada, California, Oregon, and Washington.
And you definitely count the state you're from as part of one of the states on the tour.
You have to, dude. You have to. We're going to go down to Vegas. But yeah, right now, it's not doing too well, but we're going to be giving money away to charities that not only help people around the world, but help people in the U.S. as well. I feel like taking care of our own is really important. So,
yes, it is.
Charity Water. They give clean water to everywhere around the world that needs it, as well as here, as well as Stop the Traffic. I'm kind of disgusted about human trafficking. That's just me personally, but
no shit, dude. I think what year are we living in? Yeah. Do people still do this horrible fucking
things? People still
do it.
Yeah. I think people should be treated with more respect, whether they volunteer to do that or not. So that's where the money would be going. Some of the money would be going to those places, stopthetraffic.com, as well as Charity Water. So.
Very cool.
Yeah, My Acoustic Heart. It's all about love, man. We want to embrace everybody who comes in contact with us. We do love you guys. So
where do people go to contribute?
They can go to igg.me/@. So the word at /MAH tour. So igg.me.
You got to make it simpler, dude.
I wish I could make it simpler. Indiegogo made it that. All right, you know.
We'll say it again. Everybody grab your pens.
Yeah, if you guys could
Here we go.
Or if you just go to Josh's page on Facebook or My Acoustic Heart on Facebook.
There you go.
My Acoustic Heart on Facebook. Facebook.com/ My Acoustic Heart Project.
So are you still accepting friends on your personal page?
Absolutely.
Or have you reached your 5K limit?
No, I'm not. I would not. I don't really want to do that. But
yeah, you do.
My personal page?
Yeah, you do.
I need 5K on there, dude.
I need traffic. I want
That's
5K.
Power.
Maybe. Yeah.
Facebook can give you power.
So yeah, if you got your pens ready, igg.me.
Not a shit time.
/@ MAH tour. You can contribute anything you'd like. There's some pretty cool incentives, free CDs. If you're a big contributor, if you're a big spender,
you spend a little time?
I'm going to fly to wherever you're at. If you give a $1,000 contribution to the tour, I'll fly wherever you're at. My expenses paid by myself.
Not the $1,000 that you just donated.
Nope, I'm not using the $1,000. We've got money saved away so that we can go anywhere in the country to fly over there and give you a house show for 50 of your friends.
Are you taking donations?
We're taking donations for the tour.
It's Darren.
For the tour.
He's going to give it to you in
Don't
bronze
put a limit
cougar
on how many friends.
We're talking for 10 minutes about him taking donations.
Trident
and
Larry?
Darren's contribution is,
Trident.
So you're taking donations?
Trident layers?
What's wrong with you, dude?
Here's a chocolate cake.
It's like you have
Builder
some kind
a
of
cake
weird...
or something.
I have a question, man.
Oh, my God.
You can't answer it.
I won't answer
No, you can.
I won't.
Rory, disappointed or not?
Not.
Not.
Nick? Not. Nah, I go with not.
Okay.
In general, I find life's Rick, a lot better if you're
say?
Not disappointed.
I'm not disappointed at all.
What does he say, Rick?
I'm not disappointed.
Aim low. You'll never be disappointed. That's my motto. Sure,
that's exactly, my motto. That's exactly my point. I knew that this would suck, so I'm not disappointed in the slightest.
And we love you, God.
My motto is under promise, over deliver.
Amen.
Under promise, over deliver.
Well, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks, dude. This has been a cool thing. This has honestly been fun for me.
This house has been built on.
Right on.
State of the art is for fags.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this has been a great episode. So
there's 30 dozen listeners out there.
You're on May 2nd. This weekend is your partner, Greg. Where's he playing again?
He's playing at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor on Thursday.
Excellent.
Yeah. So he'll be playing with Ben Alfrey, Janera Paxson. From Carson City. I can't remember.
Recognize these names from Facebook, but I don't know them. Yeah. So check it out anyway. It's a show at Jub Jub's.
$3 cover.
It's not a metal
cover.
Show at Jub Jub's. Hey, support variety at your favorite watering hole.
Yeah. Go see shit you never heard of.
Right.
That's how you find new shit, and then you
Ding.
Tell your friends,
oh,
I saw him
I
first.
Was into it like way before that.
Dude, right on.
Totally.
And I'm going. And I'd appreciate it if you guys give love to my man, Greg Bell. Love you, miss you. Yeah, it's his name.
Even though you're secretly taking spots outside of his ken, underground, building your own. Like, well, yeah, we're a group, but I'm kind of the main force in the group. I've done far more interviews, especially the Worst Little Podcast.
He won't.
That was a seminal.
He won't do interviews outside the Knitting
Special
Factory
blend.
When we played. The interviewer, Chris Buckley, she was like, hey, can you get on the camera? And he's like, this isn't my thing. I love this guy, and I support what he's doing. He's like, this isn't my spotlight. And I offer this dude money when I play and get money for shows. He's like, dude, don't pay me.
Try offering him drugs.
Whoa. Dude, I want to be friends with
this
guy.
It sounds like you
this
have
guy,
what we call a bass player.
No, free, free talent.
Dude.
Hi, Nick. Love you.
Suck my dick, Rory. Yeah. And you, Darren.
Can we see that?
Because I get paid for all of my appearances.
He's got a huge
clock. Oh, speaking of which, my appearances this weekend, I will be
Rick,
one of your
Rory will be
celebrity,
sucking dick in Reno.
Celebrity concierge bartenders at Salon 7's White Party. 10 years of a White Party at Salon 7.
What is Ooh, 10
proceeds
years?
Going
Whoa,
to
Mary Anarchy? Wow.
10 years. Proceeds
by
going
months.
To support Build Our Center, a great organization that we are proud to help out anytime we can.
Yeah, it's for the homos, right?
Right. Homes for the homos. No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's about creating it's about creating safe spaces
and
community involvement and discussion and dialogue and having openness.
Assholes out there.
You mean like an air pocket
who
when you're
nice.
Doing an ass and you got to have like
they need
like
a nice
At any rate, so that's going to be going down Saturday at 7 p.m. $10 if you are dressed in get this for the 10 year anniversary all black.
Oh,
$25 if
cock.
Not.
I like it.
And they are running a Great Gatsby theme. So if you like to dress up like you're about to die on the Titanic, this is a party for you.
Right on, right on.
Dude, I'm totally up for all black.
Let's,
I love that.
Also,
hedonism.
Jenny Pez Dispenser will be there. There's a fashion show. There's games and prizes and raffles and lots of drinks. Yeah. I'll be pouring fantastic shots for you all night long.
And if Jenny wasn't going out with Dunn, I would say a worse joke about it, but I'm not going to.
He's totally going to be there, too.
I didn't get to tell my story, man.
What? All right. Everybody?
Darren had a story.
Here it comes.
All right, wait. Is there anything else we need to talk about this weekend?
Friday is the Liver Scars at Ryan's with the voted best band for Felix's birthday.
Fucking rad.
Please come
it.
To Ryan's Saloon on Friday for Felix's
kid.
Birthday.
Damn.
And the Liver Scars will rock your
they
dirty
serve
little
food
ear
there.
Cunts.
I'm bringing Riku. They serve food there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring your own
they
bag.
They serve food.
Yeah, I'm bringing my kid to get a burger.
Right?
Oh, there's
right.
a band
no,
playing.
I don't want
him. Uncle Felix likes to rock out, and so come see him.
Since when did grocery stores go to BYOB? That's bullshit, man. That was my
All right.
deal at my party.
Is this
when I
your
was
story?
I'm sorry.
All right. Story time.
No,
story.
On or off with
on
the
clock
story.
Now.
My story
Tahoe
is
boy.
Not happening.
Story time.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
All right, man.
We're all waiting. Like,
cue the sad
seals.
Music, like daytimes of our lives.
Done.
What's that called?
There's now music behind you.
Yeah.
Just
no,
go
the,
with
the,
it, dude.
The
days of our lives.
Days of our lives. Yeah.
Okay. And now,
my life
like
is
the
like
sands
days
of
our
time. These are the days of our lives.
Well, you guys were so happy. I just thought I'd bring up something depressing.
Go.
I was playing poker with this beautiful Russian girl. And I looked at her and said, mm-hmm. You remind me of my ex-wife. And she said, how's
that?
I said, you look depressed. And she froze. I said, everybody's got their own tools, baby. I use mine at the table, you use yours. And that was sad.
Why?
Because I was right.
Good story, bro.
And scene. That's not a story. I was talking about the other thing at the grocery store.
I'm bored of this.
If you're not going to take this shit serious, I'm out.
Nick's leaving. Or I guess that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Have a giant cup of go fuck yourself. And remember, as always, this is the Reverend Rory Dowd for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, and Nate the Intern, saying, life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Cut off your life! You deserve death!
Dogwater Studios.